We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, I know you've been talking for months about how you didn't want the combine to move from Indy. It meant a lot to you, didn't it?
It did. That steak. What's a famous steakhouse there these guys all go to?
I forget.
You know which one I'm talking
Bolsey?
About.
I don't know either.
You know, it's a famous one.
I know.
They all go
I know.
To. I want to see our media brothers be able to and sisters be able to enjoy a nice steak dinner.
Me too, Ron. I do too. Let's get to OTAs. We'll talk about the quarterbacks in a moment. We'll talk about Stephon Tuitt in a moment. But first, here's the headline from Brian Batko. Parents unhappy that Steelers star Deontay Johnson didn't show up for his youth football camp Sunday. What do we make of this? Apparently, they're saying his agent said it was weather-related. There were weather-related delays on Sunday, to be fair to Deontay Johnson. Batko has a bunch of disgruntled parents quoted in the thing. What do we make of this, Ron?
Well, I mean, if he was delayed, he was delayed. And, I mean, I guess were people paying for this camp? I guess you refund
yes.
their money.
I don't know if they were, yeah.
And his agent has said he's going to do a free camp between now and camp to make up for this. And, I mean, if there's certainly something out of your control, what are you going to do? But it just strikes me as A.B., like, what, even if it's unintentional. A.B., I remember once he had some function at Children's Hospital and showed up like 4 or 5 hours late, which is what he always did. And, you know, those kids and parents left hanging there. It's just such a bad look for him. But if it was out of his control, what are you going to do?
It was a bad look. I can't go to A-B comparisons just yet. I mean, I can't with this one. But it was very fishy. According to Batko's story, those at the camp weren't informed until about an hour in.
So they're waiting for their...
I mean, wouldn't they have known real early that the guy whose camp it was wasn't coming? He wasn't on a plane. It should have been way more than an hour before that they knew of this.
Right.
Yes?
Yes. And, you know, tell people we're going to give you your money back. Yes.
Well, I think some of these people did say they're getting their money back.
I would hope they'd all be getting their money back.
Yeah, me too. It was just very sketchy, said one of the parents. My son, luckily, he didn't really care. The other kids he was with were devastated.
They say they care. They don't care.
They should have had Mike Tarrion come in his place, Ron. Deontay Johnson, I don't know. I don't know about this one. It seems a little bit fishy. I'll say that. Another Steelers fan, Jessica Ritchie of White Oak, according to Batko. Was assured he just played the Tarrion thing, Ron.
Yeah, I heard.
Sometimes Ron doesn't have his headphones on, which makes it very difficult to communicate with him during a radio show. Folsey, can we straighten this out? It used to drive Horse crazy. Can we nip this one in the bud?
Ron, would you like to put on your headphones?
I can hear through here.
What if he says, Ron, you know, he has a special message just for you. Your read is coming up.
I know when my reads are coming up and except when I miss them.
He's very stubborn, Folsey. Very set in
his ways.
He
doesn't want to put that headphone on.
I know.
So what you were getting to get to somebody's complaint.
Yes, I was, Ron. Jessica Ritchie of White Oak, a registered nurse. She volunteered to help staff the medical tent, Batko writes, but found little to assure her that any kids with an emergency could be taken care of on site. Just unclassy to me, she told the Post-Gazette. So that's sort of a separate issue with this thing. It just seemed like a very strange situation to inform them an hour into the camp.
Where was this camp at? Does it say?
I don't know.
Okay.
No. Yes, I do. Couples Stadium on the south side, okay. A youth football camp. So I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt for now. Do we know of anything regarding Deontay, either you guys heard or read, that he's AB-like in terms of showing up for commitments?
Not everything. I've never heard anything like that.
Me neither. So I have to sort of give him the benefit of the doubt.
AB had a long history.
Now we'll see if he's at OTAs. Have we seen any tweets from OTAs?
They're not
yet
allowed to tweet while the things are going on.
Oh, okay.
The locker room, though, will be open. And that's probably going to be around 1 o'clock or so, I'm guessing, noon, 1. I think it started.
Do you think we'll know 10. If people aren't there?
I think we'll have a pretty good idea, yeah. I think we'll know if Tuitt's there, and we'll know if Deontay Johnson is there. We might not know if Derek Tuxa's there or, you know, Montrevious.
Oh, we can only hope.
Montrevious Adams or somebody. But I think we'll know if the key people were there.
Do you think Deontay will show up today?
I do.
I do, too.
Ron?
Apparently, he has a history of, he's a hard worker. Not that AB was an incredibly hard worker. We'll see if he shows up. I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards thinking he realizes there's two new quarterbacks there and he needs to get his act together with them.
Would you blame him if he didn't show up?
Well, it's optional. I wouldn't think it'd be in the best interest of the team if he doesn't show up, but it is optional. And I'll bet he won't. Whoever doesn't show up, I can't imagine there are going to be 89 players there and one not. I imagine there'll be several that don't make it today. And that doesn't mean they won't make it tomorrow or the next day.
Did Ben show up last year for OTAs?
The one year, I think he came the first day and then didn't. And then one year he came almost every day.
I can't remember.
Last year he was. It was June of 21,
was it? Because
it
was the Matt Canada offense, yes, that he wanted to learn.
I think June just makes sense.
June of 21, though, I think, is that the mandatory mini?
It says OTAs, yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah, he showed up, and remember, that was a big issue. I'm learning the offense. And,
yes,
yeah,
as he should have.
And I think the year before, he showed up like almost every day. And the one year, he showed up one day, the first day.
I think he was roundly commended for doing so, too. Because a lot of people were thinking, well, maybe he's not going to – the buy-in's not going to all be there for the Matt Canada offense. And it was,
yes,
from him.
Well, I'm still not sure
as far
in,
as – well, yeah.
At least the OTA part of it he showed up for.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think Deontay should be there.
I do, too.
I think everybody on offense should be there.
I do, too.
The way the offense performed and the fact that this year really is going to be a new offense.
I agree.
That just makes sense to me. It'll be a story if he doesn't, huh?
A story.
Rightly or wrongly.
If he doesn't, and I think Tuitt as well.
What will it mean to you if he doesn't show up? What will that indicate?
Just, I'd have to question his commitment to coming back. Again, it's optional, and this is day one of, 3 weeks of these things. Doesn't mean he won't come tomorrow or next week, but it would be a nice gesture on his part to show up and indicate that he's ready to go.
It would. I don't know how much I would read into him not being there day one, but I would like to see him there before the thing is out, because it is voluntary. But as Ray pointed out in his story the other day, last year, Hayward and Alo-Alo showed up for these things. I just think it's
Cam's a captain, though. I mean, he's going to show up because Cam takes that role very seriously.
I think when
you're a captain, I think it's a little bit of a different situation. But Alo-Alo, give them guys all the credit in the world for doing that.
I'm all about this, Ron. I see a tweet from yesterday at Patriots OTAs. Jeff Howe, who covers the team. Patriots just wrapped up their first OTA. Mac Jones was 17 of 21 with one drop in competitive team drills.
Oh, my gosh.
No pads or contact.
Didn't they say he lost all?
Best shape of his
best
life.
Best shape of his
life. Of course,
life.
Everyone else in the league also is in the best shape of their life. Remember Mario was in the best shape of his life for 19 consecutive training camps?
I don't remember that.
Everybody's in the best shape of their life.
Except Big Snack Casey Hampton and got put on the pup list.
Yes. I'm all about this. I want to know every single throw that Trubisky and Pickett complete today, and everyone they don't complete. I want numbers.
I hope somebody keeps stats like 17 of 21.
Oh, somebody will. They'll be all over that.
Multiple people will.
Yes, of course. Ron, I'm interested. You?
Yeah, I am interested. I think these are the most interesting OTAs that I can remember.
Every single snap matters. It does. Every single snap. And I'm all on board for a quarterback battle. I can't believe that this is happening. I can't believe, if I would have told you 4 months ago, let's say a year ago, before Kenny Pickett had the year he had, right? Because leading up to that year, what was Kenny Pickett's high in touchdown passes his first 6 years at Pitt, Ron?
His first 12 years at Pitt.
What was it?
It's like 20-something.
Well, I mean, all you need to know is he was going to be a fifth or sixth round draft choice if he came out last year.
Yes. So if I would have told you, here's his numbers right here. 12 touchdowns, 6 picks, followed by 13-9 and 13-9. Two pretty good numbers if you're a Pitt fan, 13-9.
Yeah, that's about as good a numbers as
13 touchdowns
history.
And 9 picks. So that's
now,
the
what
season.
What was his fourth year?
42-7.
No, that's his fifth year.
Well, his first year he was 1-1. Okay. He only played a couple
of
games.
So it was 13-9 to 42-15.
42-7.
42-7. That's a pretty big deal.
So if I told you a year ago that, man, this is great. Ben's at OTAs. I wonder what will happen next year. Think Ben will come back if he has a good year the following year? I think we were both saying I wouldn't rule it out. I doubt it. I don't think he will, but who knows? That type of thing. Ron, I'm going to tell you that next year's camp battle will be Kenny Pickett against Mitch Trubisky. Kenny Pickett against Mitch Trubisky for the Steelers starting quarterback job. You would have thought that I was joking, right?
I'd have thought what I always think. You're nuts.
Yes.
With Mason
Rudolph. I think that all the time,
out.
Though, Joe. I mean, all the time, I think you're out of your mind.
You're going to have a guy who the Chicago Bears had no interest in going against a guy that we liked at the time, but had 13 touchdowns and 9 picks.
Basically his senior year of college. Mediocre average quarterback.
Right.
Yep.
Folsy, you would have said I was out of my mind.
Absolutely.
You were on the morning show back then. We had just started to try to steal you back then.
Right.
With secret negotiations, Ron and I.
Ousting the process was just beginning.
Yeah, it was just beginning.
A palace coup, if you will.
I just can't. It boggles the mind when I actually sit down and think about what's happening here. But I love it because I'm a Trubisky fan and because now Pickett is coming off an all-time great season at Pitt.
Especially with like the internet and how many different pictures we saw, Photoshop pictures of Kenny Pickett in a Steeler uniform. And it was a joke.
Yes.
It was a joke.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that he's lining up with the Steelers today and throwing balls to whoever.
Hopefully Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Pat Freiermuth, Penn Stater.
It's unbelievable, Ron. It really is.
It is.
And I want to know about every single pass that's thrown. I want to know every detail. And I think, and I was asked in my intergalactically read mailbag,
that's read on Mars and Uranus.
Yeah, and Uranus. Yeah, they read it there. Did you know that, Maddie?
I did not.
There's video of that, sadly.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see that.
No. What was I saying?
In the mailbag.
In the mailbag. A great question.
He tends to lose focus on occasion.
A great question about Trubisky. In the mailbag today, Ron. Would you travel into a mailbag with me next as we continue to talk about OTAs?
It's always an enjoyable trip for me.
There were some other really good questions this week, Penguin-wise.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some very astute, poignant, entertaining mailbag questions this week, Ron. Let's answer some of them, shall we? And shall we invite Folsey to jump in with us?
Let's do it.
Let's go with this one first. At what point, says St. John Smythe, this man calls himself. St. John Smythe.
Any relation to Con?
That's what I asked him. Yes, in fact, I called him Con in my answer.
Well, that's with two N's, C-O-N-N.
Yes. At what point, says Mr. Smythe, do we start to question Ben Cherington, or does he get a lifetime free pass because the team is horrendous, even though he traded every capable player for a bunch of scratch-offs? I don't know what that means, but how would you gentlemen answer that question?
I got to give him more time. I mean, all the reviews of the farm system are positive. People like some of the players he's accumulated. It takes a little time. I'm willing to give him another year or two. I think we should start to see some progress later this year and certainly next year. But, I mean, I think it could extend into 2024 before we really see wins and losses on the field.
Folsey?
Yeah, I think everything that he is doing or everything that's happening right now on the field can't necessarily be directly attributed to Ben Cherington, because the work that he's doing, the much more important work, is happening in the minor leagues. And especially with what he did in this past draft, where he was, everybody around the league was praising him for the draft that he put together, right?
Yes.
And all of the different picks that he put together, all the talent that he collected during that draft. And so it's going to take, unfortunately for baseball, it's not just like the NFL where you have a first round pick and he plays next season. It's going to take a few years for him to actually see results here.
I'm with you, man. Although I did say to Mr. Smythe, you're free to question Ben Cherington anytime you like. Nobody's stopping you, buddy. And he should be questioned, I said, Ron, especially when he condescendingly and esoterically speaks of deployment and strategy.
Wait a minute. What was that word?
It's ironic that the word esoteric is in itself esoteric, isn't it, Matty?
I went to Northwestern. I'm not quite. What does that mean, esoteric?
Indecipherable.
Oh, okay.
Known by only some.
Okay. Some of the words you use in your outstanding prose and writing, I don't understand.
Cherington actually said, I'm really encouraged by the way we're making decisions in terms of who's in the lineup. That was actually said, to which I said to Mr. Smythe, his lineup featured 5 sub-200 hitters on Sunday. So if the alternative was 5 sub-100 hitters, Ron, then I agree with their decisions too. You?
Hey, Shelty motivated him, though, after that loss on Sunday.
Fire and brimstone.
Had a little closed-door meeting, and all of a sudden grabbed the boys' attention.
He deployed the players well last night. We're going
to
ask Shelty about that. He deployed
up at high noon.
What was that?
But I'm really encouraged by the way we're making decisions in terms of who's in the lineup, when a pitcher's in the game, when a pitcher's out of the game.
Encouraged by who's in the lineup? They had 5 sub-200 hitters in their lineup on Sunday.
Yeah, but he's praising them for picking the right 5 sub-200 hitters.
Exactly.
He's got
right.
more of a choice out there that he didn't use.
When you stink and you can't win games, you start to talk about the process of things. That's all
just say
you can
stink.
Talk about.
I think it'll go over better by saying you stink and we're hoping to get guys up here soon. I don't know. But his other point, Mr. Smythe, Ron, was they've traded.
Ask a very penetrating question, didn't he?
He did. He traded every capable player for a bunch of scratch-offs. Well, he traded some players who have become more capable. He did trade Musgrove. He did trade Tyone. He did trade Starling Marte. But some of the guys coming back, I wouldn't call them scratch-offs. Among the return in those deals was David Bednar, who's been great, was Ranzi Contreras, who's coming up and seems to be wildly talented, and then Livior Peguero, right? The shortstop.
Shortstop of the future.
I think, right? He's tearing it up in Altoona, is he not? Matty?
Yeah.
Folsey?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
So how can we know about the return? It's not like they got completely ripped off here. Their lone all-star came back in one of those trades.
And all of these guys should have been traded. Ben Cherington should have traded the Starling Martes, the Adam Frazier's, all of these guys. Why keep any
what
of them
around?
What
is Adam Frazier doing? I haven't even looked. Is he doing anything this
Great
year?
Great question. Question. Can you look that up,
I have not even. Is he still with San Diego?
I believe so. Yeah. Is he? I don't even know where he is. Josh Bell got off to a great start.
He's off to a great start.
But no, he's been slumping.
He's with the Mariners.
Oh,
he's been slumping. Who? That's right. Down goes Frazier to Seattle.
Yeah.
Is he doing anything there?
Two homers, 17 RBIs, .262 batting average.
Yeah, that sounds more like the Adam Frazier that we saw for most of his time here.
Right.
.270 hitter.
Had a good first half last year.
Now, Josh Bell in that deal, who came back in that deal? The other reliever who's been good this year. Who am I thinking
Will
of?
Crow.
Will Crow, yes. And Josh Bell got off to a scorching start, Ron, but now he's going cold again, which is sort of the story of his career.
That's who he is.
I think he only has 4 home runs this year. And this month, he's down to a .231 average. But for in April, he was unbelievable again.
And great year.
And in June, he might hit 12 home runs.
Right. That's the problem. And I don't know. Can he throw yet?
I don't think so.
Why do they always draft power hitters who forget how to throw?
Can he make the throw to second base?
Why does that happen, Ron? I mean, I'm not asking you to get to draft power hitters who are also
esoteric about it.
Who are also Gold Glovers?
Do you want me to be esoteric?
But can you draft guys who can throw a baseball? I mean, that doesn't seem to be asking too much. Where was I, Ron? Oh, here's a good question from a man called Pittsburgh Needs an NBA Team, Please. He says...
Pretty long last name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Goaltending was clearly the issue the last two postseasons. Should the Pens make a move for a top-tier goalie, or do you believe in Jari?
I believe in Jari. I think he showed me something by the way he came back with all kinds of pressure on him. Had an all-star year. You know, slumped a little bit at the end, but I thought was going to be okay in the playoffs. Unfortunately, got hurt. Showed me something by playing game 7 on a broken foot. I believe that he's going to be a pretty good goaltender. He's not going to be Vasilevsky, who, by the way, just gave up 3 goals in 4 games to one of the highest scoring teams in history, Florida. Think about that. But I think he can be a top level goaltender.
Think about this. Think about this. In his last 7 series clinching games. His last 7 series clinching games, mm-hmm. Vasilevsky has faced 200 shots. How many of those has he stopped, Maddie?
195.
I was going to say 192.
199. He has 6 shutouts in those 7 games. It's one of the craziest stats I've ever heard and should put him into the Hall of Fame just on that. Think about that.
Not to mention the 2 cups he's won, too.
Think about that. Well, yeah, those were included. I mean, this is insanity.
They've now won 10 series in a row. That even trumps Sully. He won 9. They've won 10 in a row.
He's an absolute mammoth in the net, too. He really is.
I
saw a picture of him.
How do you stop 199 at 200 shots?
What do you even say about that? It's mind-boggling. But it's true. Last night. And here, this gets back to the Penguins. Did you watch the game?
I did, some of it.
82-49 in shot attempts. 82-49 for Florida, which is almost similar to what the Penguins did in a couple games and lost, by the way. Game 2, high danger chances. They lose that game to the Rangers. 18-3 in high danger chances. So you give me representative NHL goaltending, let alone that guy. And you're going to win a lot of playoff games, right?
Yeah. It is. It's not quite quarterback in the NFL, but it's right behind it. I agree.
It's the most important position in the sport.
In each of his last 5 games of this series, Vasilevsky, 30 or more. Forget about it.
It's just staggering.
Nothing matches 199 out of 200, does it, Ron?
No. Is he the Conn Smythe favorite other than McDavid in this tournament,
yes.
right?
Yes, he
I
is.
I think so. Speaking of Conn, we just talked about Conn Smythe.
199 of 200. Chris Haggard asks. He's been looking a little haggard lately, hasn't he, Ron?
Yeah, a little haggardly.
What happens first? Pens win a series Steelers win a playoff game, Pirates go to playoffs, or Pitt Hoops makes the tournament. I'll repeat those, Ron. Penguins win a series, Steelers win a playoff game, Pirates go to playoffs, or Pitt Hoops makes the tournament.
I'm going to say Pens win a series.
What would you put second?
I don't think the Pirates are close. I don't know that Pitt Hoops is close. I would put the Steelers second, probably.
Folsey?
I agree. I think the Penguins are right on the precipice. As we're talking about Tristan Jarry's future, if
precipice is a wonderful word.
It is.
Folsey.
That means you're over the edge.
A little bit esoteric, but I like it.
Yeah.
You guys are way too intelligent for me.
If they would have gotten the goaltending the past couple seasons, they would have won a series, the Penguins.
That's why I put that first, too. Penguins win a series, followed by Pirates go to playoffs, followed by Steelers win a playoff game, followed by Pitt makes tourney.
You think the Pirates are ahead of the Steelers in terms of having a chance to do something in the postseason?
No. Just get there. Pirates go to playoffs.
Okay, but
Steelers win a playoff game.
Okay.
Last I checked, that
is interesting.
Last I checked, the Pirates have won one playoff game in the last 11 years. The Steelers have won three. Not much of a difference. How about the last eight? How many of the Steelers? I'll ask you guys this question next.
What?
And our faithful listeners. You want to put those in order? You can. Please give us a call, 412-928-9370. And then I'll put it in the context of this question for both of you. The next year the Steelers win a playoff game is the year, fill in the blank. Okay, we'll do that next. We have Shelty at the top of the hour and lots of questions to ask him about the move of Mitch Keller to the bullpen, about his apparent speech to the boys last night that worked, about his strategy and his deployment of players, which was praised by the GM, all of that. Derek Shelton coming up, top of the hour. I'm taken aback that you two were taken aback by my ranking of this. I was asked by one Chris Haggart in the mailbag, what happens first? Pens win a series, Steelers win a playoff game, Pirates go to playoffs, Pitt Hoops makes the tournament. We all agreed that the Penguins would win a series before any of the other things happen. Then you guys both had Steelers win a playoff game. I had Pirates going to the playoffs before the Steelers win a playoff game.
Now, I find that shocking because you're the conductor on the Trubisky train.
I know, but I've told you Trubisky's been...
He's been rendered... There goes the Trubisky train.
Exactly. That's right. But let me ask you, because it leads to a natural question for both of you. Ron, you've already picked the Steelers to miss this year, so that's one more year with not only without a playoff win, but without even a playoff spot.
Right.
Your prediction on the next time the Steelers win a playoff game is what?
I'm going to say 2023. Next season. Not this season. Next season. Certainly at the latest, the following season, 2024. I don't think the Pirates are within 2 years of making the playoffs. That's why I say
you say certainly with the Steelers. They've got guys aging.
That would be my guess. Yes.
I could see them making the playoffs. As we've discovered, winning a playoff game is a whole different deal. A whole different deal. Let's just go to 2013. The Pirates have won a playoff game since then. The Steelers have won three, but the Pirates had to face Arrieta and Bumgarner. The Steelers beat A.J. Moore or A.J. McCarron and Matt Moore. So I don't know if I see the Steelers winning a playoff game. Plus, there's an extra wild card now in baseball. I think the Pirates start to turn a little bit next year, which is 23, start to turn a lot more in 24 and win a playoff game or get to the playoffs. Just get to the playoffs, sneak in as a wild card in 25.
And I think the Steelers... I think we'll win a playoff game before then.
Folsey?
Oh, boy. I think I'm going to agree with Ron as not this season, but the season after that is their time to win a playoff game. Kenny Pickett has a year under his belt. The Matt Canada offense, if it works, will have another year of installation, and they should be able to get into the playoffs and win a playoff game.
Man, I don't know. Now, we're talking in the context of just comparing them to the Pirates. Do you actually think, separate from this conversation, that the Steelers will be in the playoffs and winning a game in a couple of years?
I like to think that, yeah, I think the defense, if they can keep it, Minka's going to sign here. But then, you know, Cam's getting older.
Yes, he
is. I mean,
it's
hard. It's hard to win a game, let alone a playoff game.
That's what I'm saying, Ron. That's what I'm saying.
I just don't see the Pirates being any time close.
The division certainly complicates things for the Steelers.
Yes, it does.
The quarterbacks in the division.
Yes.
The quarterbacks on their team complicate things.
Right.
It's one thing to sneak in. It's another to beat somebody. And they're going to likely go up against one of these monster quarterbacks. Did you see where Justin Herbert's up to 245?
I was just going
to
say that. Did you see 240? That's Ben size.
Yeah.
That is Ben size.
Him.
That is a big
Allen,
man.
Mahomes, Burrow, Watson, Jackson. Hey, man, it's going to be a tough deal to win a playoff game.
There's no doubt.
All right, let's move on before we get to Shelty. Here's another very intriguing question. This is what I mean, Ron, about people really putting their thinking caps on here this week. Which athlete, Frank Cavelli, could be Savelli, which athlete meant more to their team, Ben, Andrew McCutchen, or Sidney Crosby?
Oh, man.
Ron?
I'm going to say Ben. I just think it's the toughest position in sports. You know, won two Super Bowls, went to a third one. I know Sidney's won three cups. That's a real close call. I'm going to put those two ahead of McCutchen, and I'm going to put Ben a little bit ahead of Sidney because of the nature of the position.
Folsey?
Wait, this is tough. I'm leaning towards Andrew McCutchen, and I know baseball is...
I don't blame you. I don't blame Ron either for his choice.
It's not necessarily the individual sport, because you can have a great player on a team and not win very many ball games like the Angels and Mike Trout over the years. But considering the circumstances, all of the years of losing that they had to overcome, they needed a face. And Andrew McCutchen was that guy. He was an MVP.
Case.
20 years in the wilderness he took him out of.
Right.
I think these are, if you had to pick one for each, like I think you could, if you made the three most impactful athletes in this town of the 21st century.
Yeah, you're not including Mario.
I mean, no, even though he did play in the, but
yeah,
I think you
saying.
Could pick two or three Steelers, honestly, or two or three Penguins. But if you had to pick one from each team, these are the three, right?
Right.
Yep.
I mean,
who would you pick?
Well, I said what I said about McCutchen. Ben, you make a great case. And if it was strictly on the field because of the position he plays, I would pick him. But Sid, the tiebreaker for me is saving his franchise. So if we're talking importance to the team, he wins the tiebreaker because that team wouldn't be here.
So we all
if it
three
wasn't
got
for
different
him.
Choices. That
yeah.
makes it a very good question.
Very interesting. Lastly, Skip Bittman. His friends call him Bitsy. He writes
What's
in.
What's the guy's name that touched the ball in Chicago? Not Bittman. What was his name?
Bartman.
Bartman, yeah.
Okay, not Bittman, Bartman. Okay.
Folsey, did I tell you I went to the Bartman seat at Wrigley Field?
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Long before a Pirate game, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I walked over there.
Was that when they clinched? Were you there the night they clinched in Chicago?
No. This
I was there that night.
This was, what was I doing there? I was writing about how the Cubs were getting better and the Pirates weren't, I think. Something like that. But anyway, many hours before the game, I walked over to that section. Nobody in the ballpark, and the usher was there. He knew what I wanted. He says, people do it all the time. He's like, you're looking for the Bartman seat, right? I said, yes, I want to sit in it for like a minute.
I was going to ask you how you knew that was the seat, if there was any kind of like marker on it or...
There wasn't. No, but everybody knows
that
you're
is
there.
Incrinculant.
It's incrinculant. Yes, there's a Ron word, right? Very esoteric.
Did you do the reach over? Did you mimic the event?
Watch it, buddy. No, I didn't mimic the event. I just imagined it.
Who was the outfit? Moise Alou, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's Skip Bittman. Is Mike Tomlin going to run the wheels off Najee Harris for 4 years and then let him hit free agency?
I would say that's a pretty good chance.
As he should.
I said the same thing. I wouldn't blame him. But the fact remains that running backs, more than any position by far, in my opinion, are hurt by the NFL/NCAA system. First of all, these guys should be able to go to the NFL. I think at that position, they're more ready than others. Think of James Conner as a sophomore, a 220-pound ACC player of the year.
He comes back and tears up his knee in college.
Right, and then had his, right. Of course, his all his men. Or think of Derrick Henry at any point in his life, probably was ready for the NFL. They keep these guys in college, run their wheels off there, then they're locked in, if they're a first-round pick, to a 4 or 5 year deal in the NFL. How do they have a body left by the time their first contract is up? They don't. A lot of them don't.
So I would have answered that question yes and yes.
Yeah.
Will they run the wheels off? Yes, and allow them to become a free agent?
Yeah.
Well, that's 5 years. They'd have them for four more.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I mean, and now you want to, and you know why running backs wanted to form their own union.
Yeah.
For these reasons, I think it's the position that gets screwed over the most in all of football because of the system the way it is.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.